Okay, let's talk about the elephant in the room. I have a number of friends who are in the commercial real estate space, and wow, it's been a roller coaster since the pandemic started. Seismic shift in what the American workplace looks like. I'm curious, the pandemic forced a lot of companies and workers to go remote, move out of some really expensive office space, or at least to vacate it for a while. What did the pandemic do to your company's business? I'd like to start there, and then let's talk more about the workplace.
Well, we support a few healthcare clients in the area. And so we were an essential business. I mean, what we did initially internally was anyone who could work from home, we had work from home. And we're in the furniture business, so we were able to get them set up. So we were an essential business because we were supporting healthcare, you know, hospitals. And so we were still busy. And in some ways, we were even busier because there weren't a lot of companies like ours who could be that essential business. So it was, every day was something different. We had our own internal challenges with employees. One was diagnosed with cancer right after the pandemic that needed a lot of support with his family. And while we're navigating, you know, the vaccinations, et cetera, do we mandate that? So we were helping clients, you know, try to figure out what they were doing. And helping consult them, but internally we were also experiencing a lot of the same, you know, challenges that a lot of our clients were experiencing. So, you know, we survived and thrived actually. In 2020, I think was our biggest year ever.
Biggest year in history.
Really.
But it required all our people to be able to pivot very fast. And you know, the faucet got turned on, and all of a sudden it's, you know, we just wanted to make sure our clients were taken care of. So some people were working long hours. We also had to be very flexible, knowing people's children were now at home. You know, many a Zoom call where, you know, so-and-so is running behind, their children are running behind them. And we just were as flexible as we could be and understanding. But people were working after they put kids to bed because during the day it was really challenging to get that done. And I think it actually helped us bond more as a company with each other because we'd been through something together. But yeah, Matt can speak a lot more to what was happening in the market itself, but it was a scary couple of years for sure.
Yeah, I think it was even like maybe 2 years into the pandemic and still like not even half of employees had returned to downtown Seattle. It was such a shocking transformation. Matt, what happened from your perspective when that mass exodus happened? You know, was that a trend that was already underway before the pandemic?
Yes, a very slow progressive trend, but a trend all the same. They said every 10 years there was a 5% or an 8% increase in remote work. And all of a sudden, that turned into 100%. So it expedited technology, it expedited mindset, it expedited everybody. It just shock and awed the whole industry. We have key accounts who, some of which flourished because internet, you know, their internet retail was our largest account, and they were exploding because of the amount of online retail they were doing. And so, you know, we rode that wave with them and helped them throughout the country. We don't just provide services in our greater Puget Sound area. We provide all throughout the country, throughout North America, as a matter of fact, including Canada. Our non-account relationships, our non-account business, which is just the, you know, smaller organizations, small companies want to move, add, or change within their facilities, that all froze. And so your commercial real estate transactional activity, that's our small customer, you know, the mid-market customers, what we call them, they went away. And actually, I was more freaked out in 08 and 09 than I was because of the wave we were riding with our other key accounts. But many, as Dan knows, many key industries evaporated. And so we have been in a recessionary, half of our business or over half of our business has been in a recessionary fix for almost 3 years now. And we don't see it coming out for another couple. And we don't know if that's even going to look right. Today, I watch a report that is provided by user access badges throughout the country, and they put 10 cities up, and it's still only 49.5% occupancy throughout the country. In Seattle and San Francisco and San Jose, it's far lower than that. And I would say that occupancy would be 49% Tuesday through Thursday. Mondays and Fridays would probably be lucky to hit 30. So there is a huge tailwind to this that will probably change work life as we know it.
I was going to say, to add on to that, the changes we've seen in terms of the requests we're getting, more collaborative space, more lounge and social areas, companies trying to figure out how do we attract people to want to come back rather than having to try to force them to come back. So it's, you know, making it enticing. Some people, the one thing that we've learned is I get energy working from home. I do not get energy going into the office. But there are many of our employees who really enjoy being around each other and want to go in. Great, do it. I would not be productive if I went into the office. And so understanding everyone's best work style, giving them opportunities to come back. But those are more the requests we're seeing now, is refreshing their spaces in a way that will attract those employees to want to come back at least a few days a week.
Yeah, and it just reminds me, you know, back in the tech boom days, you know, the enlightened workspace was having a ping pong table and maybe beer on tap.
Yeah.
But that never happened in TV stations, but I had friends in the tech industry. I'm like, man, you guys get to play ping pong on your lunch break? That's no fair.
Yeah.
But it just, when it seems like that whole idea of building culture, I'd love to know maybe from you, Matt, how important is a physical workspace when it comes to building company culture, training employees, fostering that collaboration and creativity? I mean, that physical proximity is something that has a tangible value that I don't think we've quite figured out yet, have we?
Well, I think that's one of the biggest holes in the game right now for remote work, is how do the young entering our industries get mentored and developed? I learned by sitting next to an operations manager or another sales guy on the phone, overcoming obstacles with clients and or vendor partners. And my, learning in this industry was by doing. And the hard part is many of the young people are not given the chance to learn by doing, or even having a casual drive-by by a seasoned vet who can, shorten their, learning requirement by helping them with key points that they may not learn on their own. So one is mentoring and developing. Huge problem. I don't see that going. That's a necessity for a workspace. Culture, there's always been a lot of different philosophies around how space is designed for culture. I think what's interesting is, many of my startup, people in EO, entrepreneurial organization, who had startups, folding tables and, cheap chairs, and furniture meant nothing. It was about just camaraderie and overcoming and getting to the next level and getting to that next raise, that fundraise. So depending on your work and who you're working with, culture means something different, I think. We serve a lot of the tech community. In fact, 70% of the downtown Seattle and Bellevue markets is creative and tech. So, and it's frozen. I mean, occupant vacancies are closing in on mid-20s in both markets, although they won't tell you that if they put the the leased space that they're subletting, as well as the vacant space, which is going to become more vacant as people renew their leases in the next 2 years, there will be a serious reckoning going on here. And the interesting part is, reconsidering and reinventing is, I think we're in mid flow of that. And there's a lot of different, as I like to say, the more things change, the more they stay the same. There are certain fundamentals in a workspace development and design that supports teaming, and learning. There are other essentials for focus work, which I think now people see home as focus work. But if you live, if you're a young person and you're sharing an apartment or a home, working from home isn't going to work so well for you. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Marlene and I have our own offices. She's in my office right now. The dogs are, I gave them cookies and they're in the back. So we don't have any problems right now. But, you know, we're both 60 and the kids are out of the house, if you know what I mean. So if you're living in Manhattan, it may be a different story for you, and you maybe need a workspace to go to get something done in a focused way. So,